it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of The Catch-Up,
we spoke to Sky News political reporter Peter Van Onselen about Donald Trump winning the US presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had to say it slowly so I could believe it.
Plus, like so many Americans right now, when have you said, that's it, I've had enough, I'm out, I'm out of here, I'm gone?
You know Lisa and Pete are on the radio weekday arvos, and you know Perth summers can be dangerous. Be prepared for bushfire season. Visit understandinsurance.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
So it's 20 past one in the afternoon.
Past one. Let's record this properly.
Really? Do we have to? Do we want to record this moment in history?
Yes.
Because we'll be looking back on it and shaking our heads, I'm sure. Peter Van Onselen from Sky News.
Hello.
Joins us now.
G'day.
Yeah. The reason I wanted to take note of the time was because it's not quite a foregone conclusion. We were wondering if Peter, who might want to, you know, put back the interview, and he said no, because it probably is a foregone conclusion, and I'll talk to you if it changes. And he is an expert.
Let me tell you guys, I can't see the pathway back for Hillary Clinton. It's the Rust Belt that have delivered this election to Donald Trump. He is ahead in Wisconsin. He's ahead in Michigan, and he's even ahead now in Pennsylvania. That could easily change. That's incredibly close. But even if he loses one of the two out of Michigan and Wisconsin, he still gets there. He's even ahead now in New Hampshire. And, of course, he's already been declared winner in places like Florida and North Carolina, which were part of the states that he needed to pick up to be in the mix. He has won this election. I hope to God that I am wrong. I would love to have eggs splattered all over my face, but I won't. Donald Trump will soon be known as President Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton must feel like the most disliked person in the world right now because she couldn't win this election.
I just sent a note through to my editor at The Australian, and I said, can you try to get the line into my piece that I've already filed on this that says Hillary Clinton goes down in history now as a punchline? The problem for her is this is unbelievable.
She's
booked a venue with a glass ceiling to make a symbolic point. They've got fireworks had planned for around the Hudson River there in New York. That's no more. This was an assumed win, and what we were all talking about before this count was, does she scrape home? Does she just get above 270, or does she hit it out of the ballpark and possibly get to 350 electoral college votes? Well, guess what? It is Donald Trump who is now possibly going to get to 300 himself. He'll definitely get over 270. He could get to 300. I am blown away by this.
Looking back on it, at the projections this morning, first thing, we're showing Hillary passing 270, and then I got into work a few hours later and the projections had flipped and they were showing that...
I've never thought about this in terms of projections or primaries or states. Or it's like, for goodness sake, people, Donald Trump,
really? It's very different. It's very different in the US. It's interesting.
It is,
they're all
yeah.
very gun-try over there. The reason that none of them are prepared to predict it, even though they all know that it's Donald Trump, is because of what happened to them in 2000 when they gave Florida to Gore and they had to put it back in the undecided. Then they gave it to George W. Bush. So they gave it back to Gore.
With that
and
funny Jeb overseen voting thing.
Yeah. All the Chads that were, you know, half pregnant, as they were called.
Whoopsie.
This time, what's interesting is the reason things jump around a lot in America when it comes to booths coming in is because it's very partisan in districts there. Here, you might have some electorates where you say, right, that's that. There they have whole states where they say that's that. When you get to the swing states, within those swing states when voting for president, you have whole areas that come in and they're 90 to 10 in the way that they vote for one candidate or the other. So early numbers can suggest to you, oh, look at that. You know, there's no way that so-and-so is going to lose it, and it swings right back around. The reason that's no longer in the mix is because they're now matching districts, which is basically a mathematical way of ensuring that you don't get caught out when taking a look at individual states. Donald Trump has won this election. What gets me about it is evangelicals have voted for him despite that audio. He spruiked the idea of sexually assaulting women. Conservatives have done despite that. Hillary Clinton has dominated amongst female voters, but not nearly as much as people expected. And black voters haven't turned out for her. And frankly, the turnout that was predicted from Hispanics, given that Donald Trump wants to not only build a wall along Mexico, but get a Gestapo unit kicking out anyone that might be deemed illegal, many of whom are related to legal Hispanic, immigrants, they didn't turn out in the numbers that were anticipated either.
But Peter, this to me is exactly what happened in the last election here in Australia. It just says to me that people are so disillusioned with what they're seeing in government and with what they're seeing with presidential elections and government elections and so on and so forth, that it's almost like they're voting to say, stuff you guys, we've had enough.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do to you. I mean, what about the third parties? Have the third parties had anything to do with this as well in terms of taking votes away that the Democrats thought they were going to win?
Look, on that, the third parties were more of a threat to Donald Trump. I mean, that's like this even more extraordinary because there were breakaway conservatives and libertarians who would ordinarily attract support more from the Republican side than the Democrat side. And they were actually quite explicitly in the state of Utah, for example, trying to campaign to say to people who are highly religious, Mormon community there in Utah, don't vote for Trump because of things like the audio tape, vote for our candidate, who's a true conservative, a true religious evangelical. That hasn't even affected him. That hasn't even dented his chances.
I have so many things running through my head that I must apologize because most of them are things like, what are they going to do to the White House? Because you've seen how tacky some of their stuff is.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. Yeah, he'll put a nice gold veneer on the White House. I mean, look, anything is possible now. This is an insane result for the globe, not just for America. Well, I'll tell you, Alec Baldwin now, he has got a job for life, hasn't he?
Sure has.
The next 4 years, he will be doing his thing as Donald Trump.
Yep.
All right. Peter Van Onselen from Sky News.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Right now, that's it. I'm out.
Yep. What made you say, I'm out of here? Not unlike a lot of Americans are saying now that Donald Trump has been elected president.
Mm-hmm. Andrew in Mandurah. What made you say, that's it, I'm done, I'm out?
Well, I go shopping at a supermarket every week and buy the weekly groceries. And I refuse to go through the serve-yourself checkouts because I believe they cost jobs. So I was standing in a big queue and I phoned up the store to tell them I was waiting.
From
with
the queue?
Load of, yep. to say that I was waiting for the checkout to open.
Yeah.
They then told me that they weren't staffed and I'd have to wait. So Julie, I just said, well, I'm out of the shopping closet, look good, just in the shop and just walk.
Right,
okay. That's fair
it's
enough.
It's hard to put a big trolley full through the self, you know, chair. Yeah. What do you do with it? It's there, it's in your way, it's you can't put anything down, it's beeping at you.
Especially when you like have only the one register if you're using cash too. Because all the other ones are taken up with cards.
And in your
now.
Head you're thinking, what am I going to put this cashew through as
Yeah, sure. Rachel in Balcatta 3. That's it. I've had enough. I'm out of here. What happened?
9.5 years ago, we moved from Brisbane to Perth and took us 3 days to pack. And my partner got a job here, but I've gone, I'm done. Packed in 3 days and we moved to Perth because of the traffic.
Because of Brisbane's traffic?
No, yeah, Brisbane traffic. It's a joke.
Yeah, but you know what, Rach? I lived there with my wife for a couple of years, and they have their freeway and that, like on the M1. We lived halfway between the Gold Coast and Brisbane, and getting into work in the morning was like it was a struggle. It was an hour and a half, easy. Oh. Yeah.
I don't mean to, you know, be nasty or anything. I think I'd rather slit my throat than drive.
You know, it's
horrible.
It's a huge thing on your sort of enjoyment of life. I lived in Melbourne for a while, and I didn't go out if the event was in the city because A, I'd have to do a hook turn. Forget that. And B, you'd have to park so far away from where you're going. It's just all too hard. I just want to pull in right up the front and
forget about it. Mm-hmm. Completely understand. We've got Nicolene in Kelmscott. Hello.
Hi.
What made you say, I'm out, that's it, I'm done?
Well, I was living in South Africa at the time with my ex-husband, and we had a transport truck which was open in the back and had a load of cooking oil on it, and ended up in a bit of a dubious neighbourhood with our delivery. And we were not quite hijacked, but our truck was being mobbed and we were in real danger.
Yes.
And one lone police officer saw our predicament and helped us turn around and get out of there. We didn't even do that delivery. We went straight to the factory, told them to take their load, what's left of it. We didn't even tell them about the ones that were stolen. Sold our truck cash within 2 weeks, bought a sailboat and left the country.
Yeah. Oh, I like the way you did it too. Exited by sailboat.
Yes.
But that's enough to do something. I mean, that is heavy, you know, to be absolutely mobbed like that for them to take over your truck, steal
just
all your
delivering
stuff.
Delivering some oil, cooking oil.
And it wasn't even olive oil. It was sunflower oil.
And still.
I'm sorry, but that's just hilarious.
It wasn't ylang ylang oil. It was...
Good on you, Nicolene. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, very good. I've just been told about your glorious weather over there at the moment, and I'm just sort of showing off a little bit on the East Coast, and it's very, very beautiful here as well.
What do you mean you're showing off a little bit on the East Coast?
A little bit of skin.
Are you, Tina?
Hey. Yes, of course. I wouldn't be a Bondi babe without that.
Say, I didn't realise that, you know, a Meryl Knight for mayor should be showing a little bit of skin. It should be a little bit more conservative, shouldn't she?
No, look, you know, when push to shove, Meryl has a go at a lot of things. As probably she embraces most opportunities in the event that it might serve a greater purpose. A bit of flesh.
You must be enjoying this character. It looks like it's a little bit of fun. Like, you get to play the conservative mayor, like, in front of everybody, and at the same time you've got all these, you know, crazy little things happening on the side.
Meryl's quite a complex woman in the nicest possible way because she has so many layers, and I get to explore each and every one of them. I mean, she's a lady that, I mean, you've been watching it. She's fair. She's a fair woman. She's always motivated, and she's across most of her issues. She doesn't shy away from conflict or skirt around any of the sensitive issues, as you know, you would know, and have to call a spade a spade. However, in these latter episodes, where as we're just coming up to a bit of a, you know, crescendo, it's really curious that all the things that I love about Meryl and all the complexities of Meryl are starting to unravel just a little bit because of circumstance. I mean, she can't control everything, and especially where it comes to people's emotions, and yet she would always love to help mankind. She likes to think that she's making the world a better place. Mm-hmm. However, that's her modus operandi. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Tina, it must have been a great year. I mean, going to work with Steve Bisley and the cute as a button Roger Corsa. How is that? Tough work.
I can't tell you how hard it is for me. It's just, you know, it's a stress every day.
I really feel for you.
I knew you would. I tell you, a lot of people make that very same assumption. It's a hard day's work.
That's love. Yeah.
Gearing up for season two, like, have we had that announcement yet that there's going to be a second
season? It gives you a great feeling. I mean, you can say that about lots of jobs, but it's really nice to look to the future.
Yes.
Certainly as an actor.
Always nice to be a working actor.
Is it?
Plenty
absolutely.
Don't, yeah.
Well, you know, you've got a point of reference now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very excited because at this time in my life, and I have sustained a career for which I'm very proud of, but it's a great character. Look, you know, I think I said to somebody, or actually it was said to me, you know, I've got a lot of room to play. It's like a large paddock for me.
Yeah.
I just galumph out there and have a time of my life.
Well, it's lovely to have you back on telly. Lovely for the people that are experiencing you for the first time. And we look forward to seeing you next year on Doctor Doctor.
Okay. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Doctor Doctor back, Channel 9, 8:40. It's Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Prepare yourself for more Lisa and Pete, weekday arvos from 4, and prepare for bushfire season with a free checklist at understandinsurance.com.au.